You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 92. We are continuing in the Book of Numbers. And for today's episode, instead of numbers, we should call it places, because that's what we will be talking about in Numbers 35 and Numbers 36. We will be tracking the Israelites from Egypt all the way up to where they are right now. So in case you missed it all, get out your old world maps and you could track them. It's sort of a three-season recap of the Israelites from Egypt. And then as we move into Numbers 34, God tells the Israelites the borders of their new land, from mountains to oceans to rivers. Most of the borders tend to be geographical, natural borders. And then we are continuing in the book of Luke. And Jesus prophesies that he will die, but that he will be raised in 3 days. And Jesus starts asking his followers about who people say he is. What is his reputation? And we just got finished seeing Herod wondering the same thing. And we will also look at the account of Luke, when Jesus feeds 5,000 men, plus all the women and children, with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Numbers 33. Here is a list of the places where the Israelites camped after they left Egypt. They were organized in groups like an army and were led by Moses and Aaron. Following the Lord's command, Moses kept a record of each place they stayed before moving on to the next place. These are all the places they went. On the 15th day of the first month, they left Ramses. That morning after Passover, the Israelites marched out of Egypt with their arms raised in victory. All the people of Egypt saw them. The Egyptians were burying all the people the Lord killed. They were burying all their firstborn sons. The Lord had shown his judgment against the gods of Egypt. The Israelites left Ramses and traveled to Succoth. From Succoth, they traveled to Etham. They camped there at the edge of the desert. They left Etham and went to Pi Hahiroth. That was near Baal Zephon. They camped near Migdal. They left Pi Hahiroth and walked through the middle of the sea. They went towards the desert. Then they traveled for 3 days through the desert of Etham. The people camped at Marah. They left Marah and went to Elim and camped there. There were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees there. They left Elim and camped near the Red Sea. They left the Red Sea and camped in the western Sinai Desert. They left there and camped at Dophka. They left Dophka and camped at Alush. They left Alush and camped at Rephidim. There was no water for the people to drink at that place. They left Rephidim and camped in the desert of Sinai. They left the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They left Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They left Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. They left Rithma and camped at Ramon Perez. They left Ramon Perez and camped at Libna. They left Libna and camped at Rissa. They left Rissa and camped at Kehelatha. They left Kehelatha and camped at Mount Shepher. They left Mount Shepher and camped at Haradah. They left Haradah and camped at Mekalah. They left Mekalah and camped at Taha. They left Taha and camped at Tera. They left Tera and camped at Mithka. They left Mithka and camped at Hishmona. They left Hashmona and camped at Mozarath. They left Mozarath and camped at Bein Jaakan. They left Bein Jaakan and camped at Hor Haggidgad. They left Hor Haggidgad and camped at Jotbatha. They left Jotbathah and camped at Abrinah. They left Abrinah and camped at Ezion-Geber. They left Ezion-Geber and camped at Kadesh in the desert of Zin. They left Kadesh and camped at Hor. This was the mountain at the border of the country of Edom. Aaron the priest obeyed the Lord and went up Mount Hor. Aaron died at that place on the first day of the fifth month. That was the 40th year after the Israelites had left Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Arad was a town in the Negev, in the land of Canaan. The Canaanite king in that place heard that the Israelites were coming. The Israelites left Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They left Zalmona and camped at Punon. They left Punon and camped at Oboth. They left Oboth and camped at Ai-Abarim. This was at the border of the country of Moab. They left Ai-Abarim and camped at Dibon-Gad. They left Dibon-Gad and camped in Almon-Diblathaim. They left Almon-Diblathaim and camped on the mountains of Abarim near Nebo. They left the mountains of Abarim and camped in the plains of Moab. This was near the Jordan River, across from Jericho. Their camp went from Beth Jishimoth to Acacia Field. There the Lord said to Moses,
"Speak to the Israelites and tell them this. You will cross the Jordan River. You will go into the land of Canaan. You will take the land from the people you find there. You must destroy all their carved statues and idols. You must destroy all their places of worship. You will take the land and you will settle there, because I am giving you this land to you. It will belong to your family groups."
And the Lord continued, "Each of your family groups will get part of the land. You will throw lots to decide which family group gets each part of the country. Large family groups will get large parts of the land. Small family groups will get small parts of the land. The lots will show which family group gets which part of the land. Each tribe will get its part of the land. You must force these other people to leave the country. If you let them stay in your country, they will bring many troubles to you. They will be like a needle in your eye and a thorn in your side. They will bring many troubles to the country where you will be living." And the Lord said,
"Then I will punish you in the same way I had planned to punish them."
Numbers 34, the borders of Canaan. The Lord said to Moses,
"Speak to the Israelites and tell them this. You will soon enter the land of Canaan. I am giving you that land to be your very own. These will be its borders."
The following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. On the south, you will get part of the desert of Zin near Edom. Your southern border will start at the south end of the Dead Sea. It will cross south of the Scorpion Pass. It will go through the town of Zin to Kadesh Barnea, and then to Hazar Adar. And then it will pass through Asmon. From Asmon, the border will go to the Brook of Egypt, and it will end at the sea. Your western border will be the sea. Your northern border will begin at the sea and go to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, it will go to Lebo Hamath and then to Zedad. Then that border will go to Ziphron, and it will end at Hazar Enon. This will be your northern border. Your eastern border will begin at Enon and go to Shechem. From Shechem, the border will go east of Ain to Riblah. The border will continue along the hills by Lake Galilee. Then the border will continue along the Jordan River. It will end at the Dead Sea. These are the borders around your country. So Moses gave this command to the Israelites.
That is the land that you will get. You will throw lots to divide the land among the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh, as the Lord commanded. Tribes of Reuben and Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh have already taken their land. These two and a half tribes took the land near Jericho. It took the land east of the Jordan River.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
"These are the men who will help you divide the land. Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders of all the tribes. There will be one leader from each tribe. These men will divide the land. These are the names of the leaders."
From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Simeon, Shemuel, son of Amihud. From the tribe of Benjamin, Aliadad, son of Kislam. From the tribe of Dan, Buki, son of Jogli. From the descendants of Joseph. From the tribe of Manasseh, Haniel, son of Ephod. From the tribe of Ephraim, Kemuel, son of Shiftan. From the tribe of Zebulun, Elizaphan, son of Parnak. From the tribe of Issachar, Paltiel, son of Azan. From the tribe of Asher, Ahihud, son of Shalumi. From the tribe of Naphtali, Pedahel, son of Ammihud. The Lord chose these men to divide the land of Canaan among the Israelites.
Luke chapter 9, verses 10 through 27. When the apostles came back, they told Jesus what they had done on their trip, and he took them away to a town called Bethsaida. There, he and his apostles could be alone together. But the people learned where Jesus went and followed him. He welcomed them and talked with them about God's kingdom. He healed the people who were sick. Late in the afternoon, the 12 apostles came to Jesus and said,
"No one lives in this place. Send the people away. You need to find food and places to sleep in the farms and towns around here."
But Jesus said to the apostles, "You give them something to eat." And they said,
"We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Do you want us to go and buy food for all these people?"
There were about 5,000 men. Jesus said to his followers, "Tell the people to sit in groups of about 50 people." So the followers did this, and everyone sat down. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He looked up into the sky and thanked God for the food. And he broke it into pieces, which he gave to the followers to give to the people. They all ate until they were full. And there was a lot of food left. 12 baskets were filled with the pieces of food that were not eaten. One day, Jesus was praying alone. His followers came together there, and he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They answered,
"Some people say you are John the Baptizer. Others say you are Elijah. And some people say you are one of the prophets from long ago that has come back to life."
Then Jesus said to his followers, "And who do you say I am?" Peter answered,
"You are the Messiah."
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone. Jesus said to his followers, "I, the Son of Man, must suffer many things. I will be rejected by the older leaders, the leading priests and teachers of the law, and I will be killed. But 3 days later, I will be raised from death." Then Jesus said to everyone, "If you want to be my follower, you must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must carry the cross that comes with following me every day. If you try to save the life you have, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will save it. It is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are destroyed or lose everything. Don't be ashamed of me and my teaching. If that happens, then I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of you when I come with my glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels. Believe me when I say that some of you people standing here will see God's kingdom before you die."
Proverbs 8:22-31. Describing wisdom.
The Lord made me in the beginning, long before he did anything else. I was formed a long time ago, before the world was made. I was born before there was an ocean, before the springs began to flow. I was born before the mountains appeared, before the hills were set into place, before the earth and fields were made, before the dust of the world was formed. I was there when he set up the heavens, when he marked where the ocean meets the sky. I was there when he put the clouds in the sky, when he made the deep springs flow. I was there when he set the limits for the sea to make it stop where he commanded. I was there when he laid the foundations of the earth. I was like a child by his side. I made him happy every day, and I was glad to be with him. I was so pleased with the world he made and enjoyed the people he put there.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 92. Join us for day 93. We are finishing the Book of Numbers. And there, on the plain of Moab, by the Jordan River across from Jericho itself, the Lord gives some final laws and commands to the Israelites. And in the Book of Luke, Jesus shows his closest followers a supernatural event that they will never forget, and proves to just his small circle that he truly is the Son of God. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.